think what it shows is that the shortage of accommodation that started emerging in the bigger cities 3 to 4 years ago has now spread all across the country. It's not just Donegal. Indeed, if you look throughout parts of rural Ireland, all across the western half of the country, rents now are rising as fast, if not faster, than they are in the city, at least in percentage terms. And what it shows us is that we're a growing country with a growing population, and therefore we need our housing stock to grow as well. And in this case, it's our rental stock. We need more homes for renters. And if that doesn't happen, rents are going to go up. And that's the situation at the moment.
And when you do look at other counties across the country, Donegal seems to be quite high up in terms of the rents continuing to rise. And why is that?
Well, part of it is the first is that Donegal, in rents in Donegal bottomed out later than in other parts of the country. So if you look at rents now compared to the lowest point, rents in Donegal are about 22% higher, whereas in Cavan, which would be sort of one of the outer communes or counties for Dublin, rents are actually up by 32%. They've bottomed out sooner in Cavan than they have in Donegal. But even then, that will only explain why rents are rising now as opposed to a year ago. The underlying issue, though, is about a lack of supply compared to the demand for housing that's there. So that tells us that the economic recovery that people have been worrying about being only in the cities is actually all across the country now, if we're seeing enough demand out there for somewhere to live.